Okay, so tonight already, tomorrow here, but tonight already in Eretz Yisrael, where he would have wanted us to mark it from, is Moivir Rabbi Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal's 6th Yahrzeit. So I just wanted to share a little bit. This past Shabbos in our shul, we studied the second parak of Pirkei Avos, where it's written about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Amar. When the Rishonim all understood that there was an autobiographical component to this statement, even though it was formulated in a very humble way, as if, he wasn't necessarily speaking about himself, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Lohiniach Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, or Talmud, Halachos, Agados, Diktukei Sofrim, etc., etc., Mishalos Kufsin, Mishalos Shualim, Sichas Shedim, Sichas Malachi Ashares, Davar Katan, Davar Gadol, Imamata Torah Harbe, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was definitely in that category. Al Tachzik Tova La'atzmacha, you shouldn't be an arrogant person. Kivakach Notzarta, because as the Perish HaMiyuchas, the Rashi says, there's a Chov Gadol Mutal Alecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for this purpose, for Torah study. And that's not just true at the cosmic level, but at the personal level. If a person can say about themselves, Rabbeinu Yonah is somewhat skeptical, he says, how can a person really say that they were lo meitol mi'Torah harbe? But even if a person could say it, and the man about whom I'm speaking certainly could have, but he didn't. Al tachzik tov la'atzmacha ki lekach notzarta. This sublime formulation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which really suffuses and synthesizes Talmud Torah with anivus. Ruyin hadvarim to Rav Lichtenstein. He's a person that was lomed Torah harbe, both quantitatively and qualitatively. He didn't just learn from a very young age, master all of Shas by the time he entered the Rav Shir, but Lamata Torah Harbe, in terms of qualitatively, the Chidushei Torah, approaching everything from a Shas perspective. Long before there were the databases, as many people have noted, his utilization of, more esoteric Rishonim. Again, they're much more accessible to us. But Lamata Torah Harbe, the Rav Yah, we talk about the Ravan, and this was just part of his unique contribution. But remarkable was the Al Tachzik Tova La'atzmacha dimension. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is described by the Gemara in two very similar ways, in terms of the Lashon, which also, for me, speak very deeply to memories of Rav Lichtenstein. You've heard me say it many times. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin says, Amro al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lo yikdimu adam shalom eolam afilu nachri shabashok. The part of the al tachzik tova la'atzmacha, the totally self-effacing quality of the person, was his sense of the chavivas of Tzelem Elokim, the Nachri Shebashok mattered to him, and it wasn't Darche Shalom in the transactional sense, as we were referring to a minute ago, in terms of Tosos and Avodah Zarah and Matnas Chinam, but really Darche Shalom in the sense of the Rambam, Tova Shem Lakol V'racham Aval Kol Ma'asav, an appreciation of all Tzelem Elokim. And like the Yerushalmi says, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Yerushalmi's version, right, not just, Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael is an Olam Malay, but Nefesh Achas in general was an Olam Malay. The Gemara in Sukkah also says, not Lo Hikdimo Adam Shalom Olam, but Lo Hikdimo Adam Lebeis HaMedrash. It's very rare to find even one of these virtues in a person, Lo Hikdimo Adam Lebeis HaMedrash and Lo Hikdimo Adam Shalom Olam. For me, I don't know that I'll ever encounter again the kind of synthesis to sensitivity to human condition, to Tzelem Elokim in general, and Lo Hikdimu Adam Lebeis HaMedrash, that was found in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was very successful in terms of creating a culture on this basis. We know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived at a time when Sinas Chinam was the fatal flaw of the Jewish people. The Gemara Numa says that during the era of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you know, the tragedy was that they were, you know, big Talmidei Chachamim and Gomlei Chasadim, and there weren't the same pathologies that you had during Bayis Rishon of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichos Damim, but Sinas Chinam Charav es Beis Elokeinu. It seems like in direct response to that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai created a culture in Yavne that was predicated on the idea, and the Gemara Brachos says this, Ani Birya v'chaveri Birya, and Shemba Tomar, Ani Marbe v'humamid, Echad Amarbe v'Echad Amamid, Uvilvad Shechavin Libo L'Shamayim. A sense not just of toleration of others, but a sense of appreciation of different kinds of people, different modes of Avodas Hashem, and especially for somebody who was Lomid Torah Harbe, that remarkable al tachzik tova la'atzmacha, an appreciation of other people, and not to, in any sense, consider oneself superior, just a remarkable, indelible aspect of the godless. V'makom sha'atamotze gadluso sha'atamotze anvisanuso. You know, and for us, it was really an experience of kisifse ko'in yishmirudas v'tor yivak shemipiyu, Ki malach Hashem tzvakos hu. Dome rav l'malach Hashem tzvakos tevakshu Torah mipiyu. It wasn't that we couldn't imagine ourselves living up to those standards. That was axiomatic. But it was that it was so novel to us that a person like this could even exist. Who demanded so much of themselves in terms of limud haTorah and just as much of themselves in terms of ben Adam, the chavero. We don't often say it out loud, but the truth is that we all know how much exertion Talmud Torah requires, and it's really no surprise that, unfortunately, there are many people, and the Gemara Numa Pevav warns us about this, but when it comes to ethical conduct, people, you know, who are very involved in Torah, they don't necessarily create a Kiddush Hashem, they cut corners, maybe because they've spent so much energy, you know, immersed in the Beis HaMedrash. When it comes to things outside of that realm, they don't take it quite as seriously, or they don't have the emotional or even physical energy left to really, you know, manifest their Avodas Hashem in that realm. Rav Lichtenstein was the opposite. There was total integrity in and out of the Beis Medrash. Lo ikdimo adam shalom eodam, lo ikdimo adam lebeis hamedrash. And about him, as the Gemara Numa says, you would say, Ashrei aviv shalim do Torah, ve'ashrei rabo, Shalim Do Torah. Like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his historical mission, Rav Lichtenstein was also very instrumental in bridging a pre-Chorban and a post-Chorban world. A story that we have in the family, when my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, came to America, his basic conclusion was that the world of Torah had been destroyed by the Nazis. The world that his family cherished so dearly, the world of Volozhin. He used to sit in the back. Sometimes the Rav would give shiurim that were open to the public. He and his brother, my uncle, Michael Bob, Zichron Levracha, would sit in the back. And there was this young man and he was sitting right next to the Rav, you know, engaging in Milchamta Shel Torah, as described so vividly by the Gemara in Kiddushin. Oivim bashar nasu oivim zadza svoye basufa lebasof nasim ohavim zadza afilu ravi talmido avu bino. There was a young man who was, you know, engaging the Rav in a milchamta shel Torah. And to my grandfather, it was the most remarkable thing to see that the level of Torah that he thought had been left behind in the Artsos Hadamim, as it were, you know, in the Shoah, the world of Torah that he thought was destroyed was in fact very much alive and well, thanks to this young person who gave him the confidence, grandfather, to believe that the Torah had actually found a new home here on these shores. He used to like to quote my grandfather, the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Samach Tes, Lama Nikru Shaman Anshe Knesset HaGedola Shehechziru Atara Liyoshna, because they restored the crown of Torah to its original luster. To say that about Rav Lichtenstein, that he was machzer atar liyoshna, he proved, he embodied the idea of the eternality of Torah by showing that Torah could be learned not just by Europeans here in America. Technically speaking, Rav Lichtenstein was born in France, but he left as a very, very young boy before he was even 7 years old. He came to America. So functionally speaking, basically an American. And he bridged the pre-Chorban world with the post-Chorban world. But he did so, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did, in two respects. Firstly, we all recall the Gemara Masechta Gittin, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at that critical moment with Vespasian, says three things. First and foremost, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, Tein Liyavne V'Chachameha, ensuring that Torah would be preserved. Then, ever mindful, Ezu Chacham HaRoes HaNolad, playing the long game, Shushilasa de Rabbi Gamliel, preserving the line of David HaMelech. And finally, and this is the part that I think is so characteristic of Rav Lichtenstein as well, Asvasa de Misayin Le the Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok had been fasting for decades, 40 years, to avert the catastrophe of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. I always happen to love this line in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he could think about the cosmic macro issues facing Klal Yisrael, Yavne v'chachameha, the future Geula, Shushilasa de Rabbi Gamliel, he always thought about the Prat as well, not just the Klal. Always saw the needs of the individual, Asvasa de Mitzayin Le the Reb Tzadok. The sensitivity was always there, and interacting with Rav Lichtenstein was an ongoing shiur in sensitivity to all human beings, to respect, as we spoke about before, afilu nachri shebashuk, his sense of Tzelem Elokim and Chaviv Adam coexisted so harmoniously with his sense of Tein Liyavne v'chachameha, his sense of the primacy of Torah. Torah, for some people, narrows their world. Torah, for some people, makes them feel the need to be machzik tova la'atzmam, sometimes gives them a permission structure to be more dismissive of others. For Rav Lichtenstein, it was always the opposite. It was echad amarba ve'echad amamidu vilvad she'echavin libo la'shamayim. It was the asvasa de Reb Tzadok, it sensitized him. It was exactly what Torah was supposed to be, in terms of shaping character, forging character, and greater sensitivity. All of the amelos in the Beis HaMedrash, lo ikdimo adam lebeis HaMedrash, didn't sap his strength, but like the classical ohev Hashem, as described by the Navi Yeshayahu, v'koye Hashem yachalifu koach, yalu ever kanesharim, yarutsu v'lo yigo, yolchu v'lo yafu. It seemed to give him superlative strength. One of the most amazing things I ever heard in my life, I wouldn't believe it had I not literally heard it myself. I happened to be very fortunate when I was in yeshiva, Rav Lichtenstein just happened to turn 70 years old, and they threw him a surprise birthday party. It was good that it was a surprise, because otherwise he certainly would not have agreed to attend, to squander the time that could be spent learning, but they surprised him. And so, respectfully, he attended. And then, he offered a few remarks at the end. And the part that was most striking was that at the age of 70, he said the following words. I'm translating from the Hebrew. The Hebrew words were, "Ani lo rotzeh lachzik ma'amad," I don't want to just sort of hold on, I'm 70 years old. But he said, he expressed the true desire, I'm not making this up, he wasn't 17, he was 70, to grow and develop in his avodas Hashem, that he was looking forward to working hard in that time. Sadly, over the course of the next decade, he unfortunately did have to try to be machzik ma'amad against many different ailments and illnesses. But for a person of such a stature in Torah, one of the Chachmei HaMasora, person who knew Kol HaTorah Kula, to express the idea at 70, not of self-congratulation, but on the contrary, Ki L'kach Notzarta, the ongoing need for growth in Torah, no matter where a person is, I thought was the single greatest testament to the Rambam's formulation in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, that a person is Mechuyev in Talmud Torah, Ad Yomoso Shene'amar, Kol Yemei Chayecha. Person has an obligation to be involved and immersed in Torah, really, over the course of their entire life. One final parallel between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rav Lichtenstein that I think really is important for me to communicate to my Talmidim was a sense that Rav Lichtenstein had of the Hatzalah Porta. That's what the Gemara describes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's approach, when he didn't ask for the Beis HaMikdash. Chachamim, who had great respect for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, looked at this and the fact that he didn't try to preserve the Beis HaMikdash as a terrible error. Gemara quotes the name of Rabbi Akiva, Meshev Chachamim Achar V'daitam Yisakel. Like, this was a major error in judgment. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought that at that point the Beis HaMikdash was lost, and maybe even that it wouldn't be helpful. The Jewish people needed to get back to the roots. Tein liyavne v'chachameha, echad amarbe v'echad amaminu vilvad shechavin libo l'shamayim. His approach was a moderate approach. And that, too, was true of Rav Lichtenstein. He was the very picture of Hevu Misunim Badin, and many of the people that he always respected, were a little bit critical of this in him. They weren't used to such moderate positions, balanced positions. But that was his way. He was always Hevu Misunim Badin, the very embodiment of that idea. He said he was totally committed to the values of Tzipisa LiYeshua, the Shushilasa de Rabban Gamliel. He believed in every fiber in his being, in everything, eschatologically speaking, that the people who took more extreme approaches in the short term did, but he was willing to play the long game in consideration of the total picture. And that was sui generis. That was really unique amongst individuals, let's say, in the religious Zionist camp. But to me, that was just a totally consistent feature of his character with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You know, it's striking. The Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Kaf Ches points out that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, amongst the Talmidim of Hillel, was the Katan Shebechulan. So after the Gemara extols basically the fact that he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, so then the Gemara starts wondering, if that was the Katan Shebechulan, what about the Gadol Shebechulan? And as you know, the Gemara says that's Yonasan ben Uziel, that when he was Yosheva Lomei, that Afilu Ov Shapara Chalav Miad Nisraf. That Gemara always struck me in this connection as well. Yonasan ben Uziel's learning was flashier. A bird that would fly overhead would immediately be immolated, incinerated. Lichtenstein's approach wasn't flashy. It was deliberate. It was thoughtful. But in that respect, it was so majestic. To see a person capable of taking it all in, Lohiniach, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Agados, everything in its place, everything holistically perceived, with total integrity, Lo Hikdimo Adam Shalom Eolam, V'lo Hikdimo Adam Lebeis HaMedrash. Im Lamata Torah Harbe, he certainly did. He was never Machzik Tova La'atzmo. And when he wanted from us, as he told us, was very much to continue in this path. You know, I can still hear the words just that he almost bellowed at us. It was always Devei Chachamim Menachas Nishmaim, but if something really struck him, you would hear it in his voice. And he would quote the Gemara in Bava Metzia about Reish Lakish being a Mitzayin for Rasa the Rabbanan, and the Chalisha Sadas that Reish Lakish suffered when he couldn't identify the Kever or Bchia. And he said, what? Lo popalti Torah kamo. And the baskol came down and said, Torah kamo popalta, Torah kamo lo rivatsta. The need for habatzas haTorah, the indefatigable efforts that he expended in habatzas haTorah, and the expectation that he had of us, that we would be marbitz Torah, and that we wouldn't make excuses, and we wouldn't cut corners. But the needs of Torah were great, and the po'alim, no matter how much we wished to be at Salem, that there was no excuse for that. The yom was katzar, the malacha was meruba, and therefore there was a greater sense of responsibility that all of us needed to have. Ashrei ayin ra'asa zos. It was an amazing thing to see. And I think it's important for Talmidim of your generation. I wish you could see it itself, Shalotei Shmiya Gedola Meiriya, but to realize that his Demusta Yakno continues, obviously, to animate all of you through anything that I've managed, haltingly, hesitatingly, never to his standard, but to try to transmit, it's very much his voice, which is ringing. Tzadikim b'misasam nikru chayim in osin defashos tzadikim divreim hinein zechronam. In that respect, I think all of his talmidim have tried their best, b'asher heim sham, with all the limitations that we have, to try to honor the legacy of his integrity and his ability to take all of the values of the Beis HaMedrash and make people say, Ashrei Rabo Shalimdo Torah, Ashrei Aviv Shalimdo Torah. For you and for us, the responsibility is to try to be Mishalev in the way that he did, Torah and Gmilos Chasadim, all for the sake of Kiddush Shem Shamayim. He was singular in his approach. He was singular in his talents, but he doesn't have to be singular in his aspirations. Those should be all of our aspirations. And again, lo alecha amlacha ligmar, we don't have to measure ourselves by reaching that stature, but those goals should be our goals as well. Velo ata ben chorin li batal mimena. Yihi zichro baruch.